Recently, you must have heard in the news that Al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri was killed in a US drone strike. In this video, we're going to understand how United States got the intel and who gave it. First, let me give you a little bit of information regarding the Al-Qaeda chief who died. As per the United States intelligence agency, Ayman al-Zawahiri was Osama bin Laden's second-in-command during the 9/11 attacks, and he took over as the head of Al-Qaeda after Osama bin Laden's death. He is 71 years old Egyptian-born physician, basically he was a doctor. He was added to the list of the United Nations sanctions in 1999. And as you may know, Osama bin Laden was killed in 2011 by United States in Abbottabad, Pakistan. Immediately after his death, Ayman al-Zawahiri took over the charge of Al-Qaeda. And since then, the United States government had put a $25 million bounty on his head. And then, as we know, on July 31st, he was killed in a drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan, in an operation conducted by the United States Central Intelligence Agency. Actually, the United States President Joe Biden gave the green signal to conduct the airstrike on July 25th. But then the public announcement was made on July 31st. It is said that he was standing in his balcony at his home in Kabul. He got hit by a Hellfire missile. Hellfire missile is an air-to-ground missile, primarily used against high-value targets. It is also called the Ninja Bomb. And if you see, this particular missile has also become the choice of weapon for the United States government for neutralizing leaders of extremist groups while avoiding any kind of civilian casualties. This missile was fired from a Predator B drone, which is called the MQ-9A Reaper, and the exact name of the missile is Hellfire R9X. I don't know whether you know this, but the United States government under Barack Obama's presidency had conducted large number of airstrikes. So it is said that President Obama came up with the idea of having such a weapon that can avoid or minimize extra civilian deaths whenever United States government wanted to do any kind of airstrikes. So this missile was developed during Obama's presidency, I believe in 2011 or something. This missile is around 5 feet long and weighs around 45 to 50 kilos and has a razor sharp blades that pops out just before impact. And by the way, this missile does not have explosives. That means it does not create an explosion during impact. The blades on the missile literally tears the body apart. And as I've already said, the drone that was used is the MQ-9A Reaper, which is also called Predator B. This is the only drone that is publicly known to carry the Hellfire missile. Even India was supposed to buy 30 Predator drones from United States, but the deal was called off due to some internal reasons. Now the important question is, how did United States government got the information and how did they navigate their drone into Afghanistan for doing this job? If you look at the map, Afghanistan is a landlocked country. On the west we have Iran, so obviously United States cannot fly their drone over the Iranian airspace, plus Iran has surface-to-air missiles that will take down the US drone. In the north, we have Central Asian countries. They have close ties with Russia. Plus, it is impossible for US to fly drone in Central Asian countries without alerting Russia and China. So China, Russia, Iran, they all have surface-to-air missiles that can easily shoot down US drones. And now, if you see, there's only one country that United States can use and has been using for a very long time in the past for doing such kind of job, and that is Pakistan. And you also have to understand that currently there is not even a single American troop in Afghanistan. Last year on 31st August 2021, all US troops have left Afghanistan. And by the way, if you want to know why United States left Afghanistan, I have made a video on it. The link is there in the top right corner. So Pakistan is the only country through which United States has always entered Afghanistan, and not just Afghanistan, but also to few Central Asian countries like Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan. If you watch my video on why United States left Afghanistan, in that I have explained in detail about the role of Pakistan. So watch that video, you will get to know a lot of things. So Pakistan has given their airspace, land and also the necessary information to United States for conducting this drone strike. And by the way, United States has military bases in Middle East, that is in Saudi Arabia, Oman, Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, which are located comparatively closer to Pakistan. And furthermore, United States also operates their Predator drone through their military bases in Saudi Arabia for conducting operations against Al-Qaeda and Iran's proxy forces in the Arabian Peninsula. I don't know the exact base, but the United States conduct their drone operations from Saudi Arabia. But then, in this mission, you have to understand that drones cannot fly more than 1500 kilometers of distance. Even if United States launched the drone from Oman, near the Gulf of Oman, it would still have to enter the Pakistani airbase, and from there it has to go towards Kabul. But then if you see, even this distance is more than 1500 kilometers. Plus, anything can happen in between, and United States surely does not want to lose its technology in this region of the world. So here I strongly believe that this drone was launched from Pakistan's military base inside Pakistan. And if United States government has used Pakistani soil for conducting the airstrike, which I personally believe the US has, then they must have used a Pakistani military base which is very close to Kabul. And everyone knows that Afghanistan currently does not have any surface-to-air missile. And Taliban practically cannot do anything even if you fly your fighter jet inside Afghanistan. Because Taliban still does not have any kind of air defense capability. So it is Pakistan's ISI that shared the intelligence and information about Taliban and Al-Qaeda's assets to the CIA. And I should not even use the word share, Pakistan sold it. So a couple of days back, the Pakistani Army Chief General Bajwa reached out to the US government for helping in securing IMF loan. Apparently, Pakistan's economy is shattering and they need money. I also have a video on Pakistan's economic crisis. If you are interested, you can watch it. So the Pakistani Army Chief reached out to the US government for telling the IMF to give them loan. And surprisingly, Pakistan got the IMF loan of $1.2 billion. By the way, this is the first installment. The total loan amount is somewhere around $4.2 billion, which will be given in subsequent installments. And of course, there are strict conditions attached to it. But the point is, the IMF management previously were not at all in favor of giving any more loan to Pakistan, because Pakistan already owes almost $6 billion debt to IMF. So how is it that the IMF approved a fresh $1.2 billion loan to Pakistan? Obviously, the US government did something, right? The United States is the largest shareholder in the IMF. They have used their leverage to help speed up the release of the loan money to Pakistan. Now, in return, don't you think the US government must have asked something? Do you believe that the US government did a favor to Pakistan and in return did not ask anything? So this is where you have to understand that the Pakistan's ISI gave information to the CIA about Zawahiri's safe house in Kabul. And they also gave United States their airspace as well as military base to launch their drone. That is how the US drone entered Kabul and conducted the airstrike. I have already said this in one of my videos. You have to understand one thing. If United States wants to use Pakistani territory, the Pakistan government and the Pakistan military cannot deny that. US has been using Pakistani territory since 30 to 40 years. Since 1947, Pakistan has been living on the aid given by United States. The US has been the largest contributor of financial aid to Pakistan since 1947. Between 1951 and 2017, Pakistan received somewhere around $60 to $70 billion money in aid. Many Pakistani generals have their homes in United States and Europe. Their children live and study in Western countries. In fact, the former Pakistan's National Security Advisor, Mohid Yusuf, was himself a US citizen. Have you ever seen any country's National Security Advisor having a citizenship of some other country? And then if you remember when Imran Khan was removed as the Prime Minister, he blamed Joe Biden's government behind his removal. Of course, the United States government rejected it. But then you will see an interesting thing happened. After Imran Khan's statement, Pakistan's General Bajwa had to immediately rush for damage control. He made a public statement in which he said that Pakistan shares a long and excellent strategic relationship with United States. So the point is, Pakistan can be used by United States whenever and however they want. And this time, in exchange of IMF loan money, Pakistan sold information of Al-Qaeda and Taliban to the CIA for $1.2 billion. And that is how the United States government conducted the drone strike on Al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri. This is not something that happened for the first time. In fact, it is on record. Pervez Musharraf has sold more than 4,000 Pakistanis to the United States in the form of militancy by putting a tag of Al-Qaeda and Taliban in exchange of money and commission.
माहौल इधर 1979 से बहुत तब्दील होता चला रहा है एक रिलीजियस मिलिटेंसी हमने पाकिस्तान के हक में यहाँ इंट्रोड्यूस की सोवियत्स को निकालने के लिए
ठीक है
हम मुजाहिदीन लाए पूरी दुनिया से हमने तालिबान को ट्रेन किया उन्हें वेपन्स दिए उनको अंदर भेजा वो हमारे हीरो थे
ठीक है
ये जो हक्कानी है हीरो है हमारा जी
ठीक है
टीज का हीरो है
बिल्कुल है।
ओसामा बिन लादेन हमारा हीरो था
सीआईए का भी था शायद
यस ये ज़वाहिरी हमारा हीरो था
Now, whether the assassination of al-Zawahiri was right or wrong, that is United States business. But one thing is for sure that both Al-Qaeda and Taliban, they know that Pakistan has leaked the information to the CIA. Because the safe house in which Zawahiri was staying in Kabul was exactly at the same location where there used to be the American embassy. And obviously, Taliban will not leak this information. And also, please don't be under the misconception that the CIA does not know that Pakistan's ISI already has information on al-Zawahiri. It is just that Pakistan's economic situation is so tight, they literally had to sell this information to the CIA in return of loan money from IMF. But whatever it is, Taliban and Al-Qaeda is aware of the fact that Pakistan has leaked this information. So either way, Pakistan is in a very difficult spot. Every now and then we are hearing in news about the killings of Pakistani soldiers in cross-border attack by Tehrik-e-Taliban. Now the question is, why did the United States government assassinate the Al-Qaeda chief? The most common as well as plain and simple reason is, he was Osama bin Laden's second in command during the 9/11 attacks. And he took over as the head of Al-Qaeda after Osama bin Laden's death. So naturally, he would have been in the top of the list of people that United States government wants to assassinate. Now apart from this reason, there is also another reason. So in my previous video, I have analyzed Joe Biden's visit to Saudi Arabia. If you haven't watched it, the link is there in the top right corner. So in that video, I have said that the West, specifically United States, does not want to negotiate with Russia. United States wants to continue the war against Russia, and at the same time, it also wants an alternative to its domestic fuel supply from Saudi Arabia. But apart from securing energy market, Joe Biden also had some other tasks. One of them was to make Prince Mohammed bin Salman accountable for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi's death, which did not work out to be that well. So back at United States, the human rights community was not happy with Joe Biden's approach. And the second thing was, Joe Biden did not succeed in gaining any momentum regarding release of some political prisoners, including former Crown Prince Mohammed bin Naif, who is also the cousin of Mohammed bin Salman. Because Mohammed bin Naif was closer to United States. So Joe Biden did not succeed in this task as well. And the third thing is, Joe Biden had to talk to the Saudi prince about suspending offensive support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen. And even that did not go as per the plan. So overall, if you see, Joe Biden's visit to Saudi Arabia was not a success. And his approval rating back in the United States has gone down drastically among his voter base. As a result, to secure some brownie points, it is believed that the assassination of Al-Qaeda chief would help Joe Biden improve his approval rating among his voter base. If you remember, Osama bin Laden was killed during Obama's tenure, and the second in command of Osama bin Laden got killed in Joe Biden's tenure. So you can see an easy pattern of United States Democratic Party. So the killing of Ayman al-Zawahiri is considered as a move for improving Joe Biden and his political party's image. And to be very honest, the CIA always knew that Zawahiri was hiding in the border area of Pakistan and Afghanistan. And since he was killed in Kabul, so obviously Taliban and Al-Qaeda works together. They have close ties, there is no doubt in that. And if you remember, when United States was leaving Afghanistan, at that time it was said that Taliban, Al-Qaeda and Islamic State Khorasan, they all are each other's rival. And Taliban wanted to finish Al-Qaeda and Islamic State Khorasan. In fact, in my comment section, I've seen many Pakistani citizens used to say that Taliban and Tehrik-e-Taliban are two different entities. But that is not the case. They all are same. They pretend to the world that they are different. They are not rivals of each other. They are sinister partners. In fact, now it is proven that the safe house to the Al-Qaeda chief in Kabul was provided by Taliban. If Taliban and Al-Qaeda still maintains close ties, then this information is also known to Pakistan's ISI. After all, Taliban is the creation of Pakistani army and ISI. Again, please watch my video, Why US Left Afghanistan, in that I've explained in detail. So this information was leaked by Pakistan's ISI. Biden ordered the assassination on July 25th, so it is not that Pakistan gave information to CIA on 24th or 25th. The CIA got this information, or in other words, Pakistan's ISI sold this information much earlier. That is how the US government could do all the planning. But the timing of the assassination was planned after Joe Biden's visit to Saudi Arabia, because clearly Joe Biden did not succeed in his Saudi Arabia trip. And then if you see, the Russia-Ukraine conflict is slowly backfiring on the United States government. Plus the US economy is also not good. It's getting worse day by day. And now US is again looking for another conflict in the name of Taiwan. So all these things work great for covering up blunders. That is why I say that for gaining political leverage and improve Joe Biden's image back in United States, because it is a fact that Joe Biden's approval rating is sinking day by day in United States. So to improve the image of the Democratic Party, this airstrike was conducted in July end, right after Biden's Saudi trip. And Pakistan will always be there to serve United States' interests in the South Asian region. Similarly, in East Asia, Taiwan, South Korea and Japan will serve United States' interest. Just like Eastern European countries and Ukraine serve United States' interests against Russia. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.